Hey, welcome to Rehab Sports, guys. Finally joined by my boy, Jesse J. Will.
What's up, man? Long time.
Man, it's been a minute.
I don't know why I sound so country when I said that.
I really don't know, but what's up, bro?
Oh, man, just, you know, hanging out, chilling, getting ready for everything. For the playoffs and whatever topics we may talk about today, which I know you got all that figured out.
Yeah, so, I mean, just kind of tell us what you've been doing with the Army lately.
Oh, yeah, so I got back. So between May of last year and then, like, a week ago Saturday, I was gone to Fort Bliss, Texas, Kuwait, Syria, back to Kuwait, back to Fort Bliss. Just doing Army stuff, man. I'm not gonna put too much out there, but if anyone has a TV or a computer, you can Google what goes on in the Middle East since October 7th, so you can draw your conclusions from there. But yeah, back home, stupid train in the background. Sorry if you hear that, guys. It'll be a reoccurring theme from where I live, so... What you been up to?
I mean, I don't know if people listen or know, but I just recently moved to Texas. So, just kind of getting acclimated to being a little further south. I mean, it's still hot. Nothing new. We're from Arkansas, so just getting acclimated to all that.
Yeah, man, you're not missing a whole lot here. Except the eclipse.
I just happened to be asleep that day.
Yeah, I have a 3-year-old, so I was hanging out with him, and I wasn't going to let him look up at the sky. I knew he wasn't going to keep them silly glasses on, so we stayed inside and played with Legos. So
that's what's up. So, I mean, let's get into it. So, what do you think it these playoffs? NBA playoffs.
Well, I want to be excited. And I am excited. Let me rephrase it. I am excited. I feel like we're going to get a lot of good series, but I kind of think we have an idea of who may come out of each conference, but I don't think it's to the level of like Golden State Cleveland back in the day to where like those teams were just predestined to meet in the finals. There's some really interesting matchups, and there could be some really legendary players not even make it out of the play-in. So, yeah,
I mean, obviously, that's kind of the thing. You kind of really, you got three possible Hall of Famers that are in the West that only one of them, maybe two of them, come out of the play-in.
Right, right. And KD, Steph, and LeBron.
Yeah. Now, KD's already playing.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because them damn New Orleans Pelicans lost to the Lakers. So, yeah, KD and them are in. But, yeah, you got the Warriors, LeBron, and then you got Beignet eating Zion, so. Which I should, right. be, I should be, I should be nice to Zion. I have, like, at least one, maybe two pairs of his shoes. So,
right. So, this is a question that I heard listening to the mothership. Should the Lakers try and lose in this 7-8 game?
Well, the only way that you try and lose is if you just don't play AD and LeBron. Now, AD did have a back flare-up in the season finale. I watched it happen on TV, of course. I just don't think you could risk it. I think because then you've got to play in New Orleans, and then if you lose, you do get the home game though. But the last time Golden State played them boys, they shot the Nets on fire. And I don't think they beat Sacramento once all year. So now, if you think you can beat those teams in a one game, take it all, and then you get Oklahoma City in the first round. The Lakers have trouble guarding guards. And do you really want to go up against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander? I know the argument is you don't want to go to Denver. That's a tough one, man. I'm not. Because we saw this happen before. We saw the Clippers try to duck an opponent and then get beat by the Mavericks.
Yeah.
We've seen this happen and it backfire.
Can I hit you with some facts real quick?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know what AD is versus Sacramento? Well, not even just Sacramento, but what's his name? What's the big man? I don't know, Redhead.
Oh, Sabonis?
Yeah, you know what he is against Sabonis in his career?
What's that?
1-9.
Ooh. Yeah, and see.
And now, hold on.
I don't think it's going to beat that. But I don't think that's going to happen.
So, let me hit you with some more facts. Golden State is 3-1 against the Lakers this year.
Yes.
And it's Steph Curry. It's old Steph Curry, but could Steph Curry just go bananas in one game? Could he?
Yeah, I think you take care of business and then you just hope that the Nuggets have a bad series. I mean, because here's the thing. You could have avoided this altogether by just not playing AD and LeBron in the season finale. If you were going to do that, knowing what was at stake, they knew this matchup was potential. They could have just tanked that game and then gone into the 9-10 hole. They would have been in a tie with the two teams that you just mentioned, Golden State and Sacramento, and they would have lost the tiebreakers of both those teams, so they would have been the 10 seed. So instead of going to New Orleans, they would go to whoever had the tiebreaker between Sacramento and Golden State. So,
but why would you do that?
If you're trying to avoid the Nuggets, because if you do that and then you win out in the play-in, then you are the 8 seed. But now, if they win against New Orleans, they're the 7 seed, right? So, because if they would have lost that game, they would have been the 10 seed. And so, no matter what, if they won both their play-in games, they would have been the 8 seed and played Oklahoma City. So they didn't even have to worry about, like, because they just played New Orleans. They could have literally lost to that team Sunday, but they didn't. And now they're going to go lose to a Tuesday or whenever that game is.
I mean, Tuesday or Wednesday. But what's crazy to me is people are like, oh, they shouldn't lose that game. Because then they can't make a 7 game. It doesn't matter. Because guess what? If they don't lose that game and they get swept, who cares if they played a 7 game series or lost to Golden State or Sacramento or whoever they lose to in the winner of the 9-10? Who cares? Guess what? They don't make it past the first round. Who gives a rat's butt, right?
Yeah. And I don't know. I want to see this Lakers team against the Nuggets. I'm not going to be a LeBron homer. I would take the Nuggets, obviously. But Nick Wright, Lenick as you call him, made a good point. If you're going to catch the Warrior, if you're going to catch the Nuggets, might be better to catch them early than late.
Yeah, you may be right.
And now he said, to be fair, LeBron's biggest fan besides Shannon Sharp said he would still take the Nuggets in that series, but he would give the Lakers a slightly better chance because I just think that the longer the playoffs go on, the longer Denver gets their rhythm. I mean, Denver's going to have a nice little layoff, so they might come out rusty. You might steal a game in Denver, and then it's a series. And those games were close last year. People forget that. They weren't getting blown off the floor. They just couldn't close those games. So Jamal Murray's had knee problems. So it's not a foregone conclusion. Obviously, the Nuggets would be the favorite. But, no, I think you just take care of your business. Now, if you just happen to lose, cool. Like, then it's a one and done or whatever. But like, unless you think that Anthony Davis' back really needs to rest, then man, you've got too much momentum going into this thing to be out here just like, nah, like they haven't earned the right this season to do that, if that makes sense.
Do you know why Sabonis be like destroying AD?
Mm-hmm.
He leads like the league in every rebounding stat you can freaking look up. And then, oh yeah, guess what? De'Aaron Fox leads the league in steals. And then De'Aaron Fox, probably the fastest player in the NBA. And so, like, I don't want to play with that team.
Yeah, like, I don't think that team is as good this year as it was last year. But, yeah, like, I don't want to mess around with them little young dudes. Like, I don't know. It's going to be fascinating.
I don't know. It's kind of like when people talk about Boston where, like, they like to play with their food. It's like, yeah, would it be smart to not be playing Denver? Yeah, but at the same time, it's kind of like just get in where you fit in kind of situation.
Yeah, because if you don't get in, then you – I mean, if you lose that game to New Orleans and then you – like not trying, right? Because I mean, they're gonna try. Obviously, they're not gonna go out here and throw a game. But they could tank it away, right? The players are gonna play. But
it's LeBron.
Yeah, and then you go out here and you lose to Steph Curry. Then it's like won't even like you said, it won't even matter. Like you'll be going to the you'll be on TNT. Charles Barkley will put out. There'll be memes about you going fishing, and that'll be that. So I just think that listen, the season's gone the way it's gone. And here's the thing. So let's say that you duck the Nuggets. If you really think you're trying to win a championship, you probably going to have to face them anyways. Because, like, I watched them play Minnesota at full strength. And, like, they were – yeah, they're too good. They're too good. So, yeah, get them in the first round. Because if you get them in the first round and let's say a Phoenix loses to a Minnesota, I think the Lakers are the favorite in the West. Now, that is – unless I think Dallas would give them problems in the Clippers, but like those top teams, Oklahoma City's too young. This is everyone said this. I don't trust Minnesota. I love Ant, but I don't trust that team. They got some man. Kyle Anderson is a goofball, bro. Like watching him play basketball, I'm just like, what is this guy doing? Not saying he's not a good player, but like other shows have said, they're a silly team. So if you can get the Nuggets out the way early. The scariest teams in the East probably won't even be there because they're in shambles.
Oh, well, the East is I don't even know what to say about the East.
Well, I had a buddy ask me how far he thought my Cavs would go, and I said first round exit, and then I saw them playing Orlando, and I'm like, all right, cool, so maybe they make it to the second round. But you're right. I mean,
no one knows about the East, though. Like, we can move on. Let's move on over to the East.
We ain't talking about the Bulls or the Hawks. They're trash.
I don't care. My lefty brother from another mother with the Knicks is averaging like 35 a game. And now has the Knicks has a 2-seed, which is ridiculous. But I mean, yeah, we all think that Boston is the big favorite, right? If you don't, you're an idiot, right?
Yeah, yeah, they've earned that right throughout the regular season.
But that being said, like Herman Edwards said, you play to win the game. You still got to play the game, right?
Yeah, still got to play the game. Anything can happen to it.
I don't know. It's the East. I mean, you got Miami down there. You got now you got a healthy Philadelphia team with Maxey, who's been averaging like 30 a game. It's like I don't know.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought this up, because this is where I wanted this conversation to go, is with those two teams you brought up in Miami and Philly. And now, mind you, Philadelphia has a championship winning coach, Nick Nurse.
Good point. Obviously,
we know what happened in that series, but they still won the dang championship. You've got Miami, who obviously Spoelstra has championships. And I think the Knicks.
You just got that whole team is just like built mentally right. And they're always, it don't matter who's on the team, they're going to have it upstairs.
Yeah, I don't think they have that run in them. But if you're the Knicks, you're like, if I'm the Knicks, I almost would have rested some guys to try to not be the two seed. And obviously Thibodeau's not wired that way. He only played like eight dudes anyways. But that's a horrible seed for them. Like, they would have much rather played in Orlando and Indiana, or even my team, the Cleveland Cavaliers, than to have to deal with this ridiculous Miami team that does nothing during the regular season. But you know, when it comes playoff time, that dude, number 22, turns into a different guy, and they've got probably the best coach in the NBA. And then you got Philly on the other side with Joel Embiid coming back. That's the only reason they're in this play-in at all. He was probably going to win back-to-back MVPs. Of course, you know, maybe not, but he was having a monster year if he would have got enough games. And like you said, you brought up Tyrese Maxey, man. That dude, I thought he'd be good. I didn't think he'd be this good. Like, that dude, kudos to Tyrese Maxey, man. I love watching that dude play basketball.
I agree. Like, that dude, fucking.
And shout out to the Orlando Magic. Shout out to them for taking all these draft picks they've had and putting something decent together. I don't know why people slept on Paolo Banchero. Like, I saw that dude's rookie year, and I'm like, that dude a grown up already.
Thank you. I remember when he played against our Arkansas Razorbacks.
We couldn't do nothing with that dude.
And everybody's like, oh, it's not fair. Yeah, you don't know why it's not fair? That motherfucker is like 6'10", and is built like a grown man in college at 19. Like, people are like, oh, he's not ready for the NBA. I'm like, stop. Just stop. Like, that dude is 6'10", built like a grown man. He's going to be all right. And guess what? He all right. He got damn Orlando. They should have been the two seed.
Yeah. They had a rough stretch down. They had to play Milwaukee like back-to-back games. Like, they had a tough end of their schedule. Minus, like, it seemed like everybody in the world got to play Charlotte at the end of the season. My gosh, what a goofy team too. But yeah, kudos to Orlando. Man, my Cavaliers have just injuries at the wrong time. Just the Donovan Mitchell thing's got to stop. Like, the dude, they either got to trade him or sign him. Like, this. And I don't blame the dude. Like, cool. Like, you don't want to be in Cleveland. I mean, he still seemed like he plays. But I'm not saying he's not giving it at all. But it's just, some people say the coach is really good. Some people say the coach can't coach a lick. Indiana ain't been the same since Halliburton's been hurt. So I think it's going to come down to those three teams. Now, Giannis got hurt. If Giannis is okay, I don't care what Doc Rivers be out here doing. That man in a playoff series he tends to go nuclear.
But if he's not healthy, my sleeper team is Indiana.
I just don't think they can play enough defense. I think that when the games slow down in the playoffs, listen, I would love for Indiana. I mean, I know they're in my team's division.
Do you know who they're playing against? They're playing against Milwaukee that has no perimeter defense.
Yeah.
And what is Indiana good against? No perimeter defense. This is a terrible matchup for Milwaukee.
Yeah, but man, you get a couple of them Dame time moments. I mean, and I get you, the matchup isn't ideal, and we've seen this in the playoffs before. You know all too well, 2007, when you just get that matchup. But I saw Middleton play the other day, and he looks better than I've seen him in a long time. But like you said, if Giannis isn't healthy, Indiana can steal that series. It's going to be interesting. So who would you pick in that series? Would you pick Indiana over Milwaukee?
I'm taking Indiana in a series.
It's just been a weird Milwaukee year, man. Like, you fire Budenholzer, then Terry Stotts leaves the staff before the season starts. You fire your head coach. You hire Doc Rivers. Giannis has this weird leg injury. Like, it's just – Dame doesn't look happy. He said he's – dude, it's just – I don't know, dude. Like, this has the makings of a team that gets bounced. This reminds me of the Clippers in the bubble.
Yep.
Like, it almost seems like this whole team just wants this year to be over with. Except Chris Middleton. He out here just doing his thing. Like, and Bobby Portis. Bobby Portis is going to have them big old eyeballs, and he going to be out here grabbing every rebound and might punch somebody in the face, probably on his own team. But, hey.
And our other boy from Arkansas, Pat Bev, on that team, too.
Yes. Yes. Old Pat Bev.
But I just don't think they're going to have enough.
Yeah, and they got rid of a lot of their bench. They're going to miss Grayson Allen. I think Pat Connaughton's not there anymore. Like, it's basically Bobby Portis off the bench and a couple of other dudes and Pat Bev. But Pat Bev's not obviously not known for his offense. So.
Now, I want to pivot back to the West. So, that trade that my team made to get Daniel Gafford and P.J. Washington, I think, has really got me kind of on, I would hate to say any other word, but kind of a drunken high, where I'm like, okay, we could make a run if we can get through the Clippers. Am I wrong?
Well, you ended up on the right side of the bracket for sure.
Which is what we talked about the other day.
Yeah, we talked about that. Y'all ended up on the right side of the bracket with Oklahoma City and the Clippers. I don't believe in the Clippers. I'm going to say that first and foremost. I never have believed in that team. But that team has always scared the crap out of me.
Right. It's one of those things where it's like, if it's always an if team.
Yeah, if they put it all together. It's like that that year that, like, before all them guys got hurt in Brooklyn, it's like, man, if James Harden and Kyrie and Kevin Durant, like, and they did. They went to the second round, and Kevin Durant's foot was too big, right? So same situation here where when Kawhi's played, and he played a lot more this year than he usually does, he's looked awesome. Russell Westbrook fits on that team. Athletic, hype the crowd up guy. Like, he made a couple threes. I'm like, I didn't know that dude could even make a three. And then they've got James Harden, who doesn't have to be the old James Harden. Like, if he falls off, they still, and I didn't even mention Paul George. Like, and you got big Zubac in the middle. They've got a team that, like, if James Harden has a bad series, they can just put Terrence Mann in there and let the other guys win it. So, but they're still the Clippers, and I trust Ty Lue, but man, like, there seemed to be a reason that ain't nobody took that team to the NBA Finals, like, ever. So that's my thoughts on that. But yeah, if Dallas wins that Clipper series, and we know what Luka can do to that team. But now, how would you feel if you're the Mavs, and the Lakers do end up, or the Warriors end up as that 8 seed, and then they take out Oklahoma City in the first round, and then. Congratulations, you avoided Denver, but you got to play the Steph Curry or LeBron James. It's just the NBA is the West is crazy.
Honestly, if I get the Warriors, I would love it. Do you want to know why?
Why?
They don't guard.
They got players that guard a little bit.
But okay, I agree. But I don't have to deal with that big ass fucking dude named Jokic.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But right, okay. If it's the Lakers, you got to deal with Anthony Davis on the inside.
Okay, that's fair. Let's look at Golden State.
I don't trust Golden State at all. Like, this team is. I trust Steph. I trust Steve Kerr. I don't trust that team at all. I don't trust them to make a run. But I didn't trust them in 2022, and they won the darn title. So what do I know?
Okay. Even the Lakers. All right. Who's guarding Luka?
But that's the thing. We've seen Luka have these series and lose. Like, where he's going for 40, 45. Like, now the problem is like, you got to guard him and Kyrie. And it's almost one of those things. This is like,
I'm about to hit you with some facts. Him and Kyrie, right?
Yep.
Gafford is one of the most efficient players in the NBA since he went to Dallas.
I know that.
Okay. Then we also have his twin brother starts. Right?
Whose twin brother?
His twin brother.
Who?
He's from Duke. What's his name? Why did I go brain dead?
The place for Dallas?
Yes.
I care.
Starch? Why are we brain dead right now?
Whose brother?
That was a joke.
Oh.
Just Daniel Gafford.
Oh, John. Who are you talking about?
He just went to Duke like a year ago.
Oh, the Lively guy. Yeah, yeah.
Lively. Derek Lively.
I forgot. That's my bad. No disrespect to Derek Lively, by the way. I was thinking of PJ Washington, but I'm like, that dude didn't. Yeah.
Yeah, Derek Lively. Them dudes both do the same thing, right? Name anyone in the Warriors that's going to stop that. You can't. What else we got? PJ Washington, yeah, he ain't stopping that either. Yeah, guess what? I'm not worried about the Warriors.
Yeah, I'm not really too worried about him either. I just don't want to play Steph Curry in a 7-game series. I mean,
that's fine. The only team I'm really I would worry about would be the Lakers. Would be like, okay, how the hell are we going to guard LeBron? That basically would be, if any team from the play-in, if we made it past the Clippers, and then that team made it past OKC, it's like, okay, I'm going to have to play with LeBron, I'm good.
Yeah, because that dude might just decide to go get 13 assists in the first half, or go get like 27 points in the first half. You just never know.
Yeah, no matter if he's 40, 55, 75, 85, it's still LeBron.
Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Which is why this playoffs, I'm kind of like, man, it's like, is it Denver and Boston? Yes. But then it's like, is it though?
We kind of haven't really talked about Boston a whole lot.
And I want to talk about it.
Right now?
Okay. It's my guy. I love him to death. He went to Duke. But in close games, I don't know why they disappeared.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense because, I mean, he's got all the talent. He's got the body.
him and Brown both do it. And you know what's funny? Today, I mean, I sent you a video or that clip earlier, but I actually went back and listened to a clip from when we were talking about the AD trade when he was in the Pelicans, right?
Right.
And I was like, why wouldn't you want the Boston trade where you get Brown and
Marcus Smart?
No. Tatum. And I was like, that's the trade you should get. And then I'm looking at it now, I'm like, actually, that's probably smart to go getting up Lakers picks and everything.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, this team did make a finals in 2022. They always get to the Eastern Conference Finals, it seems like, every single year. And it's
I'm gonna make, one point.
Okay.
All right. So, if we talk NFL, we always bring up coaches, right?
Right.
Name one coach in the Eastern Conference that you would take Missoula over.
J.B. Bickerstaff. And who's Atlanta's head coach? Exactly. We ain't even talking about them. I don't even know who they're head. Oh, No. They have Quinn Snyder. They have Quinn Snyder. I wouldn't take him over Quinn Snyder. Listen, that dude was asked about if he got to talk to the royal family one time, and he said, who? God, Jesus, and Mary? And everybody laughed. He's like, that's the only royal fairy. So, I'm on his side. I haven't watched enough of their games to be like, I don't know if he's a good or bad coach.
But you don't know.
But inexperience, yeah. But that's obviously a fair point. And I mean, we know what happened with the last coach. I ain't gonna talk about that here. But I definitely trusted the old coach more than him. But I like what they. This team feels a little different because they're not relying on Al Horford to be their only reliable center. Robert Williams is always hurt. You never knew what Marcus Smart was going to do with the ball. Now you replace that with Drew Holiday, and you replace that with Porzingis, and you still got that little Peyton Pritchard dude that can shoot. I just think the team is built better.
I like the Peyton Pritchard dude.
Now, the question is still going to come, like you said, late game situations. I mean, they've blown a lot of leads where they still won the game this year, but I mean, you can't do that in the playoffs. But man, like, Joel Embiid has this playoff history thing too, and Miami's going to find out the hard way at some point that you can't just not take the regular season seriously. Then one of these years, they're just not going to be able to turn it on.
So we know that Tatum's my boy, right?
Right.
I'm always going to believe in Tatum. But I listen to Colin enough where it's like, he's like, my only worry is late game situations. Tatum and Brown don't take over games. And he's not wrong. And that's the thing. And that's what scares me about this team. Should they make the finals easy? Yes. But they won't. They will make this the hardest road to the finals. And it shouldn't be. It should be a cakewalk. I'm sorry. But other than maybe Philadelphia, nobody in the East should play with these teams. And but Boston always plays with their food. They've done it for years, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what scares me about being like, okay, Boston's about to walk the finals.
Yeah, I wonder. I think the Drew Holiday addition is going to be a lot more important than people think. I think that's going to solve a lot of those problems.
I like it.
But I agree with your point. Like, I'm not disagreeing with you. I just think that they have a guy that has a title that, because you remember those Milwaukee teams always had weird, wonky offenses. It was like Giannis just taking over, but then they were always criticized for not having great, like, offensive schemes. And Jrue Holiday can, in my opinion, like, they literally said that, like, when they're putting together the USA basketball team, they're like, who's the first guy you call? And they're like, Jrue Holiday, like, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Who said that? It was Jay Wright. Jay Wright said that. They were talking. Jay Wright's been with USA basketball forever, and they were asking Jay Wright. And he was like, yeah, the first guy we called was Jrue Holiday. He sets the tone. But Jrue Holiday is not going to fix, and I agree with you, he's not going to fix their late game playoff situations. But because here's the thing, if they don't do it this year, then you really got to be like, what are we paying Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum both? And they're both great players, but you're paying both of them to just be in the Eastern Conference semis and finals every year. Because if Embiid puts it together in the playoffs and he's going to be fresher than he's been in forever, I mean, this isn't the year you want in Philadelphia. So you might get Philly to the finals this year, and I would love that.
All right, so let's do some predictions.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Or let's start in the West. Play in.
I got the Lakers beating the Pelicans. They own that team.
Okay.
LeBron ain't going for that scenario we talked about earlier. I agree with that.
I agree. I mean, I take you on that.
I almost want to give a caveat because I don't know how healthy Anthony Davis is, but he was like laughing. Like, he's like, no. Like, I am playing. Like, there's no doubt in my mind. So I'm going to take the Lakers in that game.
So we got Lakers playing Denver. Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately. And then the other play-in game
will be Warriors and Sacramento.
Man, dude.
I'm taking Steph Curry.
Here's my problem. You said they don't guard anybody. Who the heck's going to guard Sabonis? Well, actually, I know. You know what? I agree. I'm going to take the Warriors, too, for the simple fact that I believe that Draymond is going to terrorize Sabonis mentally.
Yeah, Draymond fucking Green.
Like, he'll get some texts, but that's kind of what he's there for at this point. Yeah, I'm with you. I trust the Warriors. So now we got, what, Warriors versus the Pelicans?
I'm taking Warriors.
Oh, yeah. Warriors versus the Pelicans. So then you would get the Pelicans versus Oklahoma City?
No, it would be Warriors, Oklahoma City, and...
Yeah, Lakers, Nuggets.
And then it would be, okay. Before we pick that, it would be Phoenix versus Minnesota.
Yep.
And then Dallas versus Clippers.
The Clippers, yep, that is correct.
So we're going to pick 1-8. So that would be... OKC versus Golden State.
I'm going to take Oklahoma City. I know it's the Warriors. I don't care. I'm taking Oklahoma City. I think that they're going to hear all the noise. I think they're well coached, and I think Shea's going to go off. And the thing is they don't have someone to really guard Chet Holmgren. I don't feel good about it, but I'm going to take Oklahoma City.
Are you high?
No, I'm not high.
Because I think you're right.
You think I'm right?
Yeah, oh yeah. Chet Holmgren is going to be the key to that series.
I mean, people forget it's 2024. It ain't 2016. Now, would it shock me if the Warriors beat them? No, it would not. I would not be surprised. But this Kuminga and the dude with the crazy hair is all cute and stuff. And I'm not saying they're cute. They're really good players, but they ain't played in the playoffs. And I know Oklahoma City hasn't either, but Shea has with the Clippers. So I'm sticking to my pick. I'm not going to talk myself out of it. Not going to do it. If the Warriors prove me wrong, I'll be like, hey, y'all prove me wrong. I'll do a solo podcast. I ain't going to apologize, but I'll tell them that I was wrong.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I think we agree.
So now we got 4-5?
No, 2-7.
Nuggets, Lakers?
Yeah.
Going with the Nuggets.
Me too.
But it won't be a sweep. It won't be a sweep. They'll get a game.
Yeah, 6 games at most. I love LeBron. We both love LeBron. I mean, can we talk about it? I mean, we both love LeBron. But they didn't have it.
Yeah, they don't have the team. Jamal Murray's going to cook D'Lo or Austin Reeves, and probably both of them. Michael Porter Jr. is going to hit a bunch of dumb shots that nobody should take, but he's going to make them. And shout out to that dude. He believed in Jesus too, so shout out to that dude. And then Jokic is just going to be Jokic. Like they're just too good, too well coached.
Yeah. So okay, now we got my guys, the good guys, versus the bums in the Clippers.
I'll take Dallas.
I got my team winning 4-2. It ain't close.
I wouldn't sleep on the Clippers, but yeah. Playoff P's not a real thing. I don't know why he calls himself that. Podcast P's a real thing.
Okay. Charles Barkley said, he's like, I don't call myself champion Charles.
I heard him say that, yeah.
I'm sorry, that shit was funny as hell.
And this is not me ripping on Paul George, because I have respect for Paul George. I like his podcast, what I've listened to, but like, come on, man. Like, I'm the historian, right? Like, we've got the history of him in the playoffs, and he's had like a couple of good playoffs here, but most of the time he turns into a pumpkin. So then you got James Harden. We've seen his playoff resume. Kawhi Leonard, he's got some weird stuff going on health-wise, it seems like, right now. And then you got Russell Westbrook, who is ready and willing to shoot you out of a playoff series.
Yeah.
He is dying for the opportunity to shoot them out of a playoff series.
But I do have a question.
Yes.
So, if Kyrie or James Harden go further than KD in a playoff series, what could happen? Is that a bad look from his Brooklyn days?
It was always a bad look for him to go to Brooklyn.
No. That's not my question. Would it be a bad look because he went to Phoenix with the big three and they've done diddly squat? And then turn around and the players that he sent away, quote unquote, now could easily be in the next round. He's sitting at home.
KD's going to skate on this like he skated his whole career. But on this one, I'm going to give him a pass because Kyrie was out here wilding out and James Harden's a quitter. So I can't blame him. If I'm KD, I get out of there too. Now, I don't think he went to the best situation. He don't pick great situations, minus Golden State.
When it comes to his situational picking, it's like, dude, are you stupid?
Like, I would let him pick my fantasy basketball team. I would never, like, if we was on the court, I'm not letting that dude pick. Like, he can't be a captain. And if he does, don't pick me.
All right. Yeah. So, we think Dallas is moving on?
Yep.
Okay. So now we got, so according to us, right, this is our picks.
Hold on, we got one more series we haven't talked about.
Oh, we skipped Phoenix.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And I've been waiting for it. You ready? Minnesota is knocking Phoenix out in the first round.
I mean, but dude, that's easy.
Well, you remember I called them a goofy team earlier, but like this Phoenix thing.
Hey, Anthony Edwards is probably my favorite player right now.
I love watching that dude play basketball. He don't give a F.
He reminds me a lot of this guy named Michael Jordan.
I have a feeling we're going to be wrong about a couple of these series, but that's fine because we picked all the same. We picked all the same winners.
That's fine.
I don't think we will. We won't in the East, though. We won't in the East. We'll disagree in the East, which is fine.
So, okay. So now we got what?
Oklahoma City versus Dallas. And Minnesota versus Denver.
Oh, I already know where I'm going with these.
Yeah, it's
going
to be Denver-Dallas, bro. We agree?
I'm glad that you agree with that.
Yeah, I'm not picking no damn Minnesota to beat Denver. Like, listen, I don't do drugs. So I don't do drugs. And I'm on beer, too. I don't know if I should say that on the podcast, but I did. I'm on beer, too. So I'm not drunk either.
Yeah. So, all right.
I don't feel great about my West picks because, like, I agree with everything that you say about Steph Curry. And I think if Sacramento, if for some reason the Clippers were to beat Dallas, then I would have Oklahoma City in the, but we didn't pick them. So, and I'm cool with being wrong, but I think Dallas has a run in them this year. Kyrie, because the biggest thing in playoff series with Luka has been, where's the other guy that's going to step up? And for all of Kyrie's injuries and stuff in the playoffs, we know that when he's locked in the playoffs, that dude is a beast. They just got to take his phone away from him. They got to take away his phone during the playoffs and just be like, we'll give this to you like after the playoffs.
Yeah.
If you need something, we'll give you a pager. We can't have you out here saying something crazy. And I'm kind of kidding. Kyrie, and listen, I want to shout out Kyrie. Kyrie's kept the noise down and played basketball. I'm sure he says some quirky things here or there, and he looks happy. He looks happy to be in Dallas. So that makes me happy because I like watching Kyrie Irving play basketball. Much more than I like him tweeting. I mean, dude, he hit the biggest shot in my franchise's history. I mean, I have his championship hat because they were out of LeBron's, let's be honest. But yeah, like, I understand what Kyrie Irving means to the game of basketball, and I want to see great players play. But I will say, before we get to the East, well, actually, we got to make the conference finals pick. You going with your heart or you're going with your head?
All right.
I'm going with Denver. Not because I want Denver to win. I think that machine is too well oiled. And as much as I like Jason Kidd, I haven't seen him in the playoffs.
I agree.
But, and this would be the same thing for Phoenix. So, with both of those teams, you have two guys like Luka and Kyrie, and then in Kevin Durant and Devin Booker. If them dudes start cooking, it was back like when Steph and Klay used to cook together. When those dudes both started cooking, like you can't really, LeBron and Kyrie in Cleveland. If either one of those teams, both those dudes cook for a whole series, they can beat anybody, including Denver. But Denver has 2 point guards on the floor at all times. So, which, I mean, you can say the same thing about Dallas with Kyrie, but Kyrie's never really, he was never really a point guard.
Right.
He's a two guard that's the best handler of the basketball ever, but like he's not the, I'm not the wizard of the offense. I'm a wizard with the basketball and I can get any shot I want ever. And that's not a knock on Kyrie. He's just, he's an undersized two guard to me who can dribble his butt off.
Right.
Trust me, when I take shots, I'll take shots, but I don't want anything on this podcast to be misconstrued as shots when I'm not taking them, because I will load up and launch the water gun, and it'll be known when I'm taking a shot, and I'll have a very good reason, because these guys are NBA athletes and I can't do what they do, so it's never going to be personal. But if we would have talked more about Minnesota, I could have gone on and on about Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns being on the same basketball team.
Speaking
and
of
Kyle Anderson, like I'm gonna stick with Minnesota, but yeah. Who are you picking?
And what?
The Dallas Denver.
Oh, Denver easy.
All right, so we got Denver going to the finals again. Yay.
My team in the conference, so I don't give a damn.
All right, so we going to the East.
All right. So playing was
Miami and Philadelphia and Chicago and Atlanta.
Ooh.
Hey, because Chicago and Atlanta both lose, like. Gosh, I hate both those teams. I'm going to tell you that right now. I can tell you the two teams that are going to get in, it's just the order that they get there in.
I don't think. Oh, okay. I'm going to rephrase that. You know how I think it goes? I think it goes Boston will play Miami. New York is going to play Philadelphia. We'll just go with that.
I've got it opposite. I think that 7-8 matchup, I think Philly beats Miami. And so I think, wait a minute. Yes, so you said it right. You said it right. So I have Philadelphia beating Miami, so Philly would be the 2 seed.
Right.
Got you. Okay, yeah. We same exact thing. Chicago's going to beat Atlanta. I don't care who wins that game, because whoever wins that game is then going to lose to Miami. And like you said, Miami will play Boston. And I already forgot. And then the Knicks will play the Heat. No, the Knicks will play the Sixers. Knicks will play the Sixers.
Right.
So we said the same thing. So you set up the seedings, because I'm going to mess it up. And then we'll go matchup by matchup.
Boston will play Miami.
Woo! Okay, can't wait to get to that one.
Yeah, Boston.
So are we going and picking it, or are you going to list all the matchups first?
Oh. Okay. I'm moving. 3-4.
So 1-8 will be Boston and Miami. 2-7 will be Philadelphia, New York. 4-5 is 4-5 is Cleveland and Orlando. And then 3-6 will be Milwaukee and Indiana.
Right. Okay.
So we're going to start with Boston, Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Miami, you did it to yourselves. I got Boston. I don't think Jimmy Butler can beat this team by himself, and there's no evidence. Dude, they got Kevin Love playing real minutes, and no shot at Kevin Love, but now I'm going to say something. Boston wins this series, but it goes longer. And because of that, it's going to have ramifications for the rest of the playoffs.
Okay.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, if Boston loses in the first round to Miami, Mazzulla's getting fired, and one or both Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown will not be in Boston next year if they lose in the first round of the playoffs this year. Someone in ownership's going to be like, bro, we're going to have to start saving some money around here. We're going to have to probably ship Jaylen Brown somewhere. Because the problem is Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum really kind of sort of play the same position.
I agree.
They're both really threes. And I know it's quote-unquote positionless basketball, but that's nonsense because the teams that win championships, they don't have positionless basketball. Yeah, you have point forward LeBron, but he still plays the four or the three, and they have another dude that dribbles the ball up the court. I'm going to pick Boston to win this. Would I be shocked if – actually, yes, because Miami got rid of all them dudes that were killing it last year. All them – Gabe Vincent's gone. Max Strus is gone. Duncan Robinson had like a little reunion, and then he ain't really done nothing. So, yeah, all them dudes that were killing it for him last year besides Caleb Martin, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, the more I talk about it, I forget how many dudes they still have. Good grief. I'm taking Boston, though. Because here's my question real quick. What about throwing away the whole regular season screams Heat culture to you? That's the part of this that does not make sense to me. Pat Riley cannot be happy about this. Pat Riley can't look at this team and be like, oh, so we're just going to waltz through the regular season and then turn it on in the playoffs. Nothing about Pat Riley. And I don't think Spoelstra's doing that. But, yeah, they're going to get bounced in the first round and – they'll shop Tyler Hero again, and he'll probably still be on the team next year with some dude from the G League we've never heard of, or that Yaquez dude will blossom next year even more, and then they'll be a real team next year.
Okay.
Because if Miami's not the 8th seed, if they're the 7th seed, that might be Jimmy Butler might mysteriously have back spasms and not play in this game. Just because if they get to face the Knicks in the first round, we're having a totally different conversation. And if Philadelphia plays Boston in the first round, we're having a totally different conversation. And a bunch of people in Boston get fired.
Yeah.
But since we've set it up this way, I'm going to take Boston over Philly. Or Boston over Miami. Because we really could have had a scenario where the 8 and the 7 team win the first round in the East. And you could have had it in the West, too. The play-in is great. It's great for ratings. It's great for – it's going to screw up a lot of these – you're really hurting the number one seed. The days of you playing like the Charlotte in the first round, those days are kind of over. Because while you're resting players, you got these young, hungry teams like Orlando that could have, like you said, could have been the 2 seed. You got a younger New York team. They are the 2 seed. And now Boston's stuck here playing a messing around Miami.
Right.
Congratulations, Boston. You won 60 whatever games this year to get to play Jimmy Butler in the first round of the playoffs. Who do you got?
When it comes to the East?
No, who do you got in the Boston-Miami matchup?
I have to take Boston.
Now, if this is last year, I've taken Miami. But yeah, Boston, they're right, Boston cannot lose this. Boston better not lose in the first round. They really better not lose in the next round either, which I don't think they will. I think they have a – if they get through Miami, they've got a clear shot to the conference finals. And now we got to talk about Cleveland, Orlando, don't we?
Yep. I was waiting on you.
I literally told a dude in Walmart last Sunday, might have been this Sunday, actually. I think it was this Sunday. No, I went home. I didn't go to Walmart after church. It was two Sundays ago. And he's like, what you think about your Cavs? Because I was always joking around that Donovan Mitchell was the GOAT. I know he's not the GOAT. I'm going to take my Cavs only because they have Donovan Mitchell and I don't trust Markelle Fultz and some of the other players Orlando has in a playoff series yet. I think Paolo's going to have a great series, but man, this one could go either way just because the Cavaliers are not playing as well as they did last year. I mean, they got rolled by the Knicks in the playoffs last year, but they were playing much better as a team. And I can't even tell you who coaches the Orlando Magic. I think it's some dude whose name I can't pronounce.
I sure can't.
Who you got?
I'm going to take a cap.
You're going to take who?
Your boys.
Yeah, I've seen too many times Donovan Mitchell go crazy in the first round of the playoffs. Not much past that, but that first round of the playoffs, he comes to play.
Right.
Minus last year, but I mean, they had an interesting Jared Allen injury last year that in the middle of the year that really hurt them. So, yeah, we ain't got to spend a lot of time on my team, dude. I know, like. We're going to lose Donovan Mitchell. Yeah. We got like half our team is like 6'11". So I guess you want to go to the... Oh, we went out of order. My bad. What's the next game you want to talk about?
We've talked about Boston. Talked about your boys. Right?
Yep.
What else we got left?
Philly, New York, and Milwaukee, Indiana.
Ooh. Those might take a minute. You know what?
Let's do Philly, New York. That'll be quick.
Philly, New York.
I got Philly that's not close. But Jalen Brunson's gonna ball he's gonna ball out of control.
Jalen Brunson's gonna play so hard, but it doesn't matter.
Because the problem is he with no Julius Randle, I know he hasn't been great in the playoffs, but they're not gonna be able to score enough. So everything that Jalen Brunson can do, Tyrese Maxey can do. And yeah. Joel Embiid, I think, is gonna go ham this series. But Tom Thibodeau should get an extension, and they're a move or two away from this Knicks team. Finally, like they can actually talk about them on First Take, and it won't be ridiculous. I can be like, "Yep, like this, they're going in the right direction." They just had some injuries this year, and Ananobi's been in and out. Like they've got the foundation for a really good team. So, sorry, Knicks, you're going to get bounced in the first round by Philadelphia. But I think that I don't think that'll be the case next year. Especially because by the end of this, we're going to get some people fired in the NBA. You ready for our first disagreement?
You know what? We'll take a timeout and we'll come back.
So, real quick, do you want me to just make this a two-parter? Because there isn't really a pause option on here.
Yeah.
All right. So, go ahead and send us out. Sorry, guys, for this is our first time potting in a while, and we're doing it in an interesting way. So, but I'll let Producer Man take us out, and then we will hit you back with part two.
Hey, that is the end of part one. Hey, we'll see you in just a few minutes.
All right.